二，口试模拟卷一。
One, speaking, Section A, directions. Read aloud the following sentences. For each sentence, you will have 30 seconds to prepare and 15 seconds to read.
Section B, directions. Read aloud the following passage. You will have 1 minute to prepare and 30 seconds to read.
Section C, directions. Ask 2 questions about each situation given below. At least 1 special question should be asked about each situation.
Questions 1 through 2. Your friend was just back from taking part in an English speech contest. Ask him or her 2 questions about the experience.
Questions 3 through 4. Your class monitor is planning to have a class meeting to celebrate the coming Teacher's Day. Ask him or her 2 questions about the plan.
Section D, directions. You will have 1 minute to prepare and another minute to talk about the following pictures in at least 5 sentences. Begin your talk with the sentence given.
2. Listening and speaking. Section A, directions. In Section A, you will hear 4 sentences. Make quick responses to the sentences you have heard.
1. What's the matter with you, Jenny? You look pale.
2. I don't want to see a movie tonight.
3. The cake tastes so delicious.
4. Will you come and join us in the welcoming party this coming weekend?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear a short passage. The passage will be read twice. After you hear the passage, answer the 1st question with the information you hear and the 2nd in your own opinion with at least 3 sentences. For the 1st question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare and 30 seconds to talk. For the 2nd question, you will have 1 minute to prepare and another minute to talk.
In many places today, children begin to go to primary school at around 6 or 7 years old. However, since both parents are very likely to go out to work, there is little opportunity for children to stay in their own home up to that age. Instead, they will probably go to a nursery school when they are much younger. While some people think this may be damaging to a child's development or to a child's relationship with his or her parents, in fact, there are many advantages to having school experience at a young age. First, a child will learn to interact with a lot of different people, and some children learn to communicate very early because of this. They are generally more confident and independent than children who stay at home with their parents and who are not used to strangers or new situations. Such children find their first day at school at the age of 6 very frightening, and this may have a negative effect on how they learn. Second, children who go to school at an early age may develop faster socially. They make friends and learn how to get on with other children of a similar age. This is often not possible at home because they are the only child, or because their brothers or sisters are older or younger. So generally speaking, people believe that attending school from a young age is good for most children. They still spend plenty of time at home with their parents, so they can benefit from both environments.
Now listen again, please.
In many places today, children begin to go to primary school at around 6 or 7 years old. However, since both parents are very likely to go out to work, there is little opportunity for children to stay in their own home up to that age. Instead, they will probably go to a nursery school when they are much younger. While some people think this may be damaging to a child's development or to a child's relationship with his or her parents, in fact, there are many advantages to having school experience at a young age. First, a child will learn to interact with a lot of different people, and some children learn to communicate very early because of this. They are generally more confident and independent than children who stay at home with their parents, and who are not used to strangers or new situations. Such children find their first day at school at the age of 6 very frightening, and this may have a negative effect on how they learn. Second, children who go to school at an early age may develop faster socially. They make friends and learn how to get on with other children of a similar age. This is often not possible at home because they are the only child, or because their brothers or sisters are older or younger. So generally speaking, people believe that attending school from a young age is good for most children. They still spend plenty of time at home with their parents, so they can benefit from both environments.
Questions. 1. What are the advantages of going to a nursery school for children?
Two, do you think it's helpful to get instruction after school? Why or why not?